Refugee settlement organizations cross their fingers after this week's election. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to ban refugees, particularly Muslims. Meanwhile, Connecticut uses a unique model that places refugees in individual communities. They would like it to continue and even grow. Allison Freeland traveled to the town of Wilton to see the community model in action.
A Syrian widow, Manal, who does not want to use her last name, arrived in the town of Wilton last March with her five children. She was given a temporary, modest home and a part-time job in a small manufacturing business. Today, she practices English with volunteers so she can take her driver's test.
All right, so let's read all these words.
You come to an intersection which is blocked by weather.
Manal needs a driver's license in a town with minimal public transportation, and she can't get a license until she can read English.
What in the center of the intersection for traffic to clear?
You are right, you should wait.
The United States government wants refugees to be independent within 3 to 6 months. The people in Wilton know just how difficult that is. 10 years ago, Christians, Jews, and Muslims formed an interfaith group in town. A few years later, they sponsored a refugee family from Iraq. Dr. Hussein Sadeghi says the group learned valuable lessons because it took almost 2 years for that family to become independent.
It's like a bird teaching the newly hatched offspring to learn to fly. We cannot just provide everything, spoon-fed them, and then suddenly say, as of tomorrow, you're on your own.
This time, the group was well prepared, with plans to make Manal and her family independent more quickly. Committees were formed, and about 100 community members signed up to help with driving, child care, and English lessons. And the group helped Manal decide on what trade she wants to pursue. In her living room is a sewing machine on loan. She makes pillows and curtains she hopes to sell. Steve Hudspeth is chair of the interfaith group. He says the idea is to offer Manal opportunities.
This is not us telling her what she ought to do. It's her making decisions, seeing how things work. And we, as much as possible, interfacing to make opportunities possible.
This model of community co-sponsorship is championed by Connecticut's Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, or IRIS. The program pairs refugee families with communities in the state. The head of IRIS is Chris George. He says many people want to do more than just write a check.
They can actually form a group and welcome a refugee to their community. Walk the kids to school, tutor them in English, sit down and help somebody practice a job interview, explain why Americans keep dogs in their homes.
Yet, George says, there are possible downsides to all this goodwill.
They just want to help these refugee families to death. And, you know, drive them everywhere and do everything for them. And, you know, it's no surprise after 3 or 4 months that there's a dependency. So we've learned those lessons, and now we talk openly about that at the training session.
Wilton volunteers understand the problem with intense involvement. But Steve Hudspeth, chair of the interfaith group, believes the alternative could be worse for these refugees.
There are refugees coming into this country. Do you want to have a model in which they're segregated, isolated, and not assimilated? Or do you want to have a model in which they're brought into communities and really made part of those communities? To me, the latter model is the one that's going to work and that will work long term and that will assure us the best results for the family and for our whole country.
Manal appears to thrive with the community help. She greets the steady stream of visitors to her door with hugs, a large smile, and demitasse cups of strong coffee.
Thank you so much for everybody help for me and my kids. Me, thank you so much for that. And me happy for family, not friends, family that. Everybody family.
IRIS so far has settled close to 40 refugee families in Connecticut through these community co-sponsorships. Besides Wilton, towns include Greenwich, Westport, Bloomfield, and New London. And they fear the program could be in jeopardy in the new presidential administration. For WSHU News, I'm Allison Freeland.